We're reviewing long-distance passenger travel, and that covers not just rail, but also coach and air. As I indicated in that meeting, I want to see what communities are saying about those services. Some communities have subsidised rail, coach and air. Other communities don't have any subsidies at all. Things do change over time. We've seen situations, say, at Roma over the last 6 years where we've seen a 500% increase in the number of passengers travelling on that route. In other cases, I've had feedback from mayors saying, look, my locals don't use this form of transport, but we wouldn't mind the money being used for this other alternative form and mode of transport. So that's what we're taking on, that feedback. I do acknowledge that some, say, the inland and the Westlander, in terms of the subsidies at the moment, we're looking at about a subsidy of about $2,000 per trip per person. So that is obviously a budget issue to look at. Is that money the best way to spend it, or are there alternatives to spend it? I know that some mayors have said to me, look, we'd rather that money be spent elsewhere.
So on the review, what kind of time frame are we looking at for it to be released?
Oh, look, I'm expecting that to some sort of decision be made before Christmas. Look, things can change, but that's what I'm hoping for, to get a result out there to give people the direction of where we're going with that before the end of the year.
And you did mention there the McKinlay Shire, and the McKinlay Mayor did raise in that session just earlier about any possible savings that could be made in this review. She's worried that it could be diverted elsewhere as opposed to put back into the community and other forms of transport. Will money be cut from travel subsidies?
What I'm looking to do is to say, here's our pot of money. What's the best way to spend that money? It's not about a savings measure or a cost recovery measure. It's about saying we're putting a sizable chunk of money into these subsidies. Do local communities want it spent the same way it is being spent at the moment? Or can they see it being better spent in other areas in their communities?
So will the pot be reduced?
No, what I'm looking for at the moment is saying, here's the pot of money, how it can best be spent. And that's why we're doing that review.